You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. We're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to take a look at the weather forecast. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, and enjoying the spring weather, I hope you are.
Indeed I am, Drew. Earlier in the day, I was out, as the folks have already heard, on the South Farms. They can take a look at that up on our website at willag.org. But let's talk about the weather forecast, the rainfall that's coming into the northern plains, I think, and then into the Corn Belt.
Yes, we are expecting to see rain develop across a big part of the region as we go forward through the next 48 hours. The precipitation will be concentrated on areas from Nebraska and eastern Kansas all the way over to Michigan and into Ohio, and eventually down south of the Ohio River. The greatest rains over the 2 days are expected to be concentrated from Iowa and parts of Missouri into Ohio and Michigan. Some of those areas will probably end up with totals running from 1 to 2.25 inches, and there may be something a little bit greater in a couple of counties. There will also be a few other areas that probably will only get up to about 3/4 of an inch. But overall, it'll be a couple of days in which fieldwork will be on hold, and then we're going to see a quick one-day break, and we'll run into some more showers and thunderstorms occurring over the weekend. Those are expected to be light and somewhat poorly distributed across the region, but any moisture on top of what we're going to see over these next 2 days will keep us out of the fields for just a little while longer. Conditions will get better, though, towards the first part of next week and last for 2 or 3 days before another system may come along at midweek.
Many producers, especially in the southern two-thirds of the Corn Belt, will be concerned that the rains will be a bit on the heavy side. Is that expected to be the case?
There is potential for some locally strong to severe thunderstorms embedded into this region. And because the rains will occur over a relatively short period of time, there is that potential we may end up with some local flash flooding. But I don't think it's going to be a widespread, serious outbreak of severe weather, but certainly there will be some impressive thunderstorms embedded here.
Can you update us on the condition of the safrinha, or second crop corn, in Brazil and the expectations there?
Boy, it doesn't look very good for the next week to 8 or 9 days. Very limited amounts of rain will occur across the majority of the production region. Temperatures will be seasonable to slightly warmer bias. That means 80s and some lower 90s occurring. You get up into Mato Grosso, maybe some middle 90s will occur on a day-by-day basis. So the ground is drying out very quickly. Topsoil moisture is running short to very short now. Subsoil moisture is marginally adequate to short. And we, with no rain and warm weather for at least the next full week, we'll certainly see a further decline in both soil and crop conditions. There's a frontal boundary that will move across portions of this region as we get out towards Thursday and Friday of next week. And at that time, we might see a couple tenths to 3/4 of an inch of rain occur, and that will bring some temporary relief to at least a part of that dry area. I'm not convinced it's going to get all the way up into Mato Grosso and Goiás, but there will be some rain in the southern portions of the dry region.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew.
All right, have a good day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Look us up online. Listen to our programming content anytime you'd like on demand at WILLHE.org.